Jeff Blankman joined here today by Keegan Sword of the South Central Calhoun Titans. He's going to be headed to Iowa Western Community College, one of the premier programs, if not the premier program in junior college football, to continue his football career and get his education. Keegan, congratulations on making the decision. Was this a fairly easy decision for you, or was it a tougher decision for you?
I'd say it was a little bit of both. I mean, having the decision made now, it was a lot easier, but throughout the whole process, it was definitely a tough situation. But once Iowa Western kind of stuck out to me, I knew it's where I wanted to go.
Did you feel like the weight was lifted off of your shoulder? I know you posted, I think it was sometime last week, that you were headed there. How long before you posted did you know that Iowa Western was it?
I posted it pretty recently after. It was a pretty big stress relief to know that I finally found the place where I'll be going.
So let's talk about the recruiting process for you. Talented guy. You had an outstanding junior season, which is the year that a lot of scouts notice you, but then you came back and had an outstanding senior year as well. When did the recruits start reaching out to you about what you could do on the football field, and who were some of the early schools that got in touch with you?
My junior year, as you said, when it kind of picked up, it was, I remember at Northwestern being the first school that reached out to me. And then ever since that, just more and more schools were reaching out.
Was there a pull for you with Northwestern? Your coach, Brian Case, played there, and, you know, Tyler Jones had a tremendous career. You got some former teammates that are currently playing up there. So how much did that impact you with even thinking about Northwestern to start with?
I mean, as they were the first school to reach out to me, it definitely, they were there in the decision, but at the end of the day, it just wasn't the place where I see myself going.
As you started to make visits, which were the schools that you all took trips to, and kind of take me through each of those trips and what kind of stood out for you about each of the programs and the campuses?
I visited Morningside. That was a close connection as my brother goes there, so yep. The coaches obviously already have heard of me because of my brother Jaden, and then that visit went, it was pretty good just because the coaches already somewhat knew me. And then Northwestern, as I already said, that was the first visit I went on, and as soon as I went there, I did feel pretty good with the receivers coach. I mean, he was big on reaching out to me, telling me good luck. He was a really close relationship type of guy. And then I visited UNI a couple times, game day visits there. Good atmosphere. I liked it there. And then I went to Iowa Central. Coaches, again, being only 45 minutes away, kind of already know you. So Iowa Central, it was a pretty good place. And then Iowa Western, I really just, as soon as I got there, stuck out from all the other ones just with the people, the coaches. I just really loved it.
Let's go back to Morningside for a second. You know, with Jaden being there and them being a national power, what was that trip like for you, and how tough was it to decide that you weren't going to get a play with your brother again?
It was kind of a little impact on the decision. I mean, he was big on recruiting me and telling me that it would be a good place for me because it'd obviously be pretty cool to had the chance to play at the collegiate sport with your brother. But he was also big on me going where I want to go, not where he wants me to go. And he really helped me a lot with recruiting overall.
You mentioned then Iowa Western, which is where it came down to. They are so good. They turn out so many Division I kids and Power 5 kids. When you got to the campus, what was kind of the first thing you noticed about the campus and about the program?
The campus is by far one of the nicest campuses I've been on. I mean, all the facilities, all of it is just, it's close together, which is helpful, and it's also overall very nice. And then just the people when you're walking around there, you can just tell that they're nice people.
What were the conversations like with the coaches? I'm sure you got a chance to meet your receivers coach. What did you and him talk about?
With the coaches, you know, they kind of just talk about where, or obviously they talk about Iowa Western overall, and they also talk about how what they're going to do for you. I mean, they're going to give you all they've got if you can invest with them and give you all you've got. And, I mean, it's a two-way investment.
What did they see from you that they liked?
Being a tall receiver, I feel, puts an advantage. I mean, that fits well into an offense, especially when some throw the ball. I mean, having a tall receiver helps quite a bit.
What do you, is that your strength, do you think, going up and high-pointing the ball and winning those one-on-one battles?
I feel like it could be one of my strengths, but I personally just like getting the ball in my hands and trying to make moves, create space.
So you had so many deep balls in high school. Is that what you enjoy, or it sounds there to me like get you the ball close to the line of scrimmage and let you kind of create plays?
I enjoy it. I mean, getting the ball either way, I enjoy it, but I have to choose. It'd probably be getting the ball in my hands close to the line of scrimmage, just letting me make moves.
So as far as areas you need to work on, where do you feel you need to get better, and what areas do they want to see you improve coming into that program?
I thought about that question myself. I feel I need to work on my mental part of the game, my IQ part of the game, just understanding like the other team's defenses more, and so that'll help me out from an offensive standpoint. But overall, I'd say I need to work on the IQ part of it.
Does their offensive sets and stuff, does it, their style, does it fit the way you want to play the game then and help you kind of get better at the areas you feel you need to get better?
They are a little more of a run dominant team, but they also have receivers that make plays. They throw the ball. I mean, it's not just pure run, but
yep.
I'm willing to fit in wherever.
You mentioned you and I as well before the interview, and you and I were chatting. That's a 4-year program. Are you wanting to go on to a 4-year program after your 2 years at Iowa Western, or what's the thought process for you?
Yes, correct. I mean, the main goal I'm striving for, go to Iowa Western, get in, get out of there, and then go to a higher level 4-year program.
What was the trip to you and I like, and what were those conversations like?
You and I was a great place. They had a great staff when I was there, and the more conversation was more so of a preferred walk-on talk, and I feel like if I can invest a little more, then I can get more than that.
So what was the final decision that made it Iowa Western, and when you reached out to their coaches to let them know you were coming, what was the response like? I have a feeling it was pretty excited.
The overall decision was just the opportunity that they were giving me. I mean, life's about opportunities, and Iowa Western's going to give me a very, very good one to go to the high-level Division I programs. I got to work for it. They're going to help me work for it. And then when I told the main guy who's been recruiting me, he was excited, told me we're going to stay in touch, just happy to hear that I'm wanting to be a Reaver.
So do they have any programs that they're going to get you on maybe this summer, or when do you head down to the campus after graduation? Is it late summer that you'll be heading down?
They offer for the incoming freshmen to move in after the 4th of July. And then they do a couple classes, and they go over some football stuff to get you started early. And I'm going to move in then so I can do those classes, get a head start on football.
As far as the education part of things, do you know what you want to major in yet? Or how much of the, you know, the education part did the decision come down to? Did that weigh into it?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously got to find a place where you're going to want to succeed academically as well. And I'm going to be looking to major in pre-law. So just go from there.
What do you want to do with that? Do you have a certain area you want to go into in the law field, or are you kind of keeping your options open and figuring it out once you get to school?
Keeping the options open as of now.
Okay. What made you decide that law and pre-law would be something that you'd be interested in?
I mean, having so much time to think about what you want to do throughout high school, I figured out that the deep critical thinking, you know, helping people out, that type of field would suit me is what I find my interest in.
Well, I tell you what, Keegan, it's been a blast covering you for the last 4 years. I'm glad I've got the rest of basketball season and hopefully something in the spring and the first part of summer. But appreciate all the time here today. Congratulations on this decision. I know they got a heck of a ball player and a heck of a young man. So appreciate you joining us here today and best of luck in the future.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You bet. Keegan Sword again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, he's headed to Iowa Western Community College to continue his football career and his education as well.